97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This is a radical left liberal. What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country, and look at what's happening to the towns in Springfield. They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
The world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Where are you, buddy? How are you?
I told Ethan
he should have played Who Let the Dogs Out there before we played that bite for you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we've got to get into that. Eating pets coming up on the debate stage, like just when I think I've seen everything, there's that. And we can address it, and I'm going to deal with it on my Saturday show that I anchor. But you asked what I'm doing. I actually took the day off because it's going to take the entire day to figure out how to watch the NFL game tonight. And I'm about to go off on my tangent, but I don't know what happened to the NFL, but now I've got to watch it on Amazon Prime. I'm not sure if I have to get a box shipped in a truck to my house to watch it, but I just want to watch NFL. The other night I had to download Paramount to watch it streaming there. What happened to just watching the NFL on the TV? You turn the TV on, it's on one of three channels,
yeah.
And I can watch it, and I can follow my thing. Now I have to download apps, buy $8.99 a month subscriptions. I'm literally going to spend the day figuring out how I'll watch one football game tonight, because I have fantasy players on both Miami and Buffalo.
Oh, so that's driving your interest. We were debating that earlier. We had our sports guy in from down the hall, and he was talking about the fact that we're going to vote on legalizing online gambling here this year. We've had casinos for years, but they've never allowed online gaming, like betting, online betting. And he said that it's being driven by that. Like, it's such a moneymaker that's what's driving a lot of this interest in the football, the NFL this year, because so many people have fantasy players that they want to keep track of.
I would believe it. I don't know what's driving it. I mean, my goodness. But if you were going to bet and place an online bet on whether or not the subject of eating pets in Ohio would be on the debate stage, I wouldn't have had the over under on that.
So,
Griff,
just tell me what you know. I've gone back and I found audio that's heart wrenching from Springfield residents addressing their city council about how bad things are in a town of 60,000 with 20,000 Haitian immigrants. You know, killing birds and geese in parks and making stew right there like they would if they were at home, picking up roadkill and gutting it on the side of the road. I mean, it's gross to listen to it. Whether it's somebody's pet or not is irrelevant. Why has the mainstream media descended on that town to show these living conditions that these residents are living in?
You know, so here's what I'm going to do on Saturday. I've got an interview with Dave Yost, your Attorney General of Ohio, because when I was and actually yesterday morning when Trump called into Fox and Friends the day after the debate, he actually mentioned the report, but then he didn't go into it. I had been reporting on Tuesday morning about the situation in Springfield, specifically as it relates to why there are so many Haitians there. And the Biden-Harris administration, since the CHNV program that you and I have talked about, the Cuban, Haitians, Nicaraguan, Venezuelan legal pathway, where they're flying these people into the country, and we're seeing migrant crimes happening. There have been more than 205,000 Haitians specifically brought to the U.S. And obviously, a large number have ended up in Springfield, a town of 58,000, that now, by the mayor's account, has more than 20,000 Haitians. And what Dave Yost, your Ohio Attorney General, wants to sue the government on is exactly how far does the mainstream, the federal power go across the country to empower the ability to bring people in, because Springfield is, by all accounts, a blue collar town. You know, people there live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And having this kind of problem and drain on services is what those residents are so pissed off, rightfully, about. And I want to go a little further now on Saturday with the Attorney General about exactly how do states and towns sue to push back on this, because clearly that is a strain. Set the animal thing aside, the actual strain in the overall community is going to break them. In places like Springfield, which already are you know, making ends meet, are not going to survive this.
I just can't get over the ABC moderators fact-checking on that and saying, oh, well, the city manager says that's not true.
That
there's no
happened.
Evidence
blah,
of it.
Blah, blah, blah.
But even the police department I saw was quoted in articles. This was a number of days ago, but saying there are no credible reports of, you know, Haitian immigrants eating cats. I don't know. How can we possibly sit here and believe the city manager of what you're saying, Mark, is a very liberal city?
Yeah, it is. It's close to Yellow Springs. Which is where I think it's at Antioch College. I'm trying to think that's the name of the college that's there. Back in the late 80s or early 90s, they had to, that was one of the schools, one of the first woke schools in America, Griff, where a guy had to sign a piece of paper agreeing that before he went on a date with a girl from the school, he would ask her permission to hold her hand or to kiss her or all that. Because, I mean, it was really one of the cutting edge of wokeness right there on the edge of Springfield.
Wow. Well, listen, I think, to be a little critical here of Trump, I do think, Kim, that in that moment, the you know, eating of pets thing, which obviously has been debunked, if you will, by the city manager, I think Trump missed the opportunity to hold her accountable and say, look, whatever's happening with, you know, rumors of pets being eaten and all this, you brought those migrants here. You brought them here through a program that you created.
Yeah.
This was your idea. You started it. You brought them here. And whatever's happening, whether it's eating of pets or just draining of city services or any other problem, that's on you. What do you have to say about it?
I agree.
He went hard after the pet eating thing, which, you know, David Muir was amply armed to shoot down.
Right. No, I agree. There were a lot of missed opportunities. I felt like Kamala did better than I expected. And I've said it. I think it was a tie. I don't think there was a clear winner from that debate.
No, I mean, listen, I'll give you a snapshot of how I kind of sort of see things. My older brother still lives in Memphis, Tennessee, where I grew up. And he is the CEO of a, you know, local company and does pretty good. And he is sort of like a typical independent voter. He voted for Obama the first time. He voted for Trump the first time. He voted for Biden the first time. And he's kind of, he makes his decision the day before you walk into the ballot box. And that's kind of what the typical independent voter does.
That stresses me out.
And he... You know, in talking kind of like, so how did you see it? He's like, I don't know. I didn't get anything out of it. Like, she just kept telling me we're going forward without telling me how we're going forward. And he just got angry and kept dealing with the past, which the moderators, he felt, were just focusing on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that the old cliche, the American people were the loser last night, might ring true here.
Well, I tell you what, Griff, we appreciate you joining us on your day off. We'll let you get back to your soul cycling.
Thank you. I am going to do a little soul cycle here in the next hour, but I will report dutifully back if I figure out how to watch the NFL game.
Good luck to you.
I'm turning into a caricature of you know, the old guy that can't figure things out. But I am going to figure out how to watch this. It's going to have an Amazon truck deliver it to my front door.
No kidding. All right. We'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, appreciate that.